Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. I am Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side with the ones and twos. Our phone number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at 99.3ESPN. You can follow me at CraigESPN and follow Pete Shepherd at PSHEP326. We got a couple of Twin Peaks Twitter polls up there.
Yep. A couple of questions. And one is, do you think AB will play? Let me just refresh. Do you think AB will play this weekend?
New accusations today, or new situation, if you will.
We'll play this weekend. Now there's another story on him. Over 100 votes, 84% say yes. Mm-hmm. And a real serious question, what's your belly button, innie or outie? And almost 100 votes already, 95% innies, only 5% outies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I figured.
Serious.
Again, you're wondering, well, how did the guys get started on that conversation? I don't even remember. I think it's, we start talking about Chris's fantasies on football, because that's the thing on our website.
Well, that's exactly what happened, Craig. And then we got to the part where I'm drinking my coffee on my couch every morning.
Don't re-describe
my shirt.
Don't.
Then the coffee dribbles into the navel, at which point I use a crunchy Cheeto to dip into the belly button to soak up all of the coffee, eat said Cheeto, and that's where the belly button conversation got started. I do want to apologize to everybody out there because we try to be an inclusive show.
Yeah.
But if you don't have a belly button, I'm sorry. Just don't vote on the poll. Maybe I should have put an option. I don't have a belly button.
Wait a minute.
It's a real thing, Craig.
Did somebody complain?
No, it's a real thing, Craig.
No, everybody's got a belly button because everybody had an umbilical cord.
No, it's called babies who have...
You know what it is? It's like an earlobe shutting.
I'm not going to get this word right. It's called omphalocele.
Spell it. Spell it.
Omphalocele.
That's where you don't have a belly button.
Truly are born with, babies truly born without a belly button.
Were they born with an umbilical cord? Like 100% of us were?
Early in pregnancy, the umbilical cord is attached to the baby internally, not externally. Around the 11th week, the abdominal wall should seal off the intestines, leaving just a small hole for the umbilical cord. I guess that doesn't happen.
I know what it's like. If you pierce your ear, just in a broader sense, and sometimes you have to get it re-pierced after many years.
Yeah, because it closes up.
It closes up.
Ask Chris
it's
about that.
Babies with this condition have a hole in their abdominal wall on one side of the umbilical cord at birth. The intestines protrude through the hole. So it's a thing. So if you don't have a belly button, sorry, you just can't vote on this poll.
I'm calling BS.
Somebody commented on the Twitter poll. I don't got one.
Did somebody just surgically
now,
have it closed with plastic surgery?
Because it's at dry heave one. So
it's umphalos.
I'm calling BS.
Umphalocel.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, I don't know if you said.
How do they say it in Boston?
Umphalocel.
Belly buttonless.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, big Friday next hour. We've got our pigskin picks. These are delicious but difficult games to choose from. We will do that. And then Gabe Morenci with all of your handicapping expertise at the bottom of next hour. We'll have some O.J. Simpson this hour as well. But first, it is time for a Sports Center rundown. Here's Chris.
Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton has been ruled out for their Sunday matchup against the Arizona Cardinals. That's not the only player who's going to be out. Chiefs running back Damian Williams already ruled out for their Sunday afternoon showdown with Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. What else happened? This is sad news. Howard Hopalong Cassidy, the 1955 Heisman Trophy winner from Ohio State, has passed away at the age of 85. According to the Ohio State University.
You know, we got a text here from Town Car Tony. Said, I'm with Craig. Anyone that does not have a belly button is probably an alien, which leads me to the Area 51 situation going on out west today. People did show up for that. I mean, this has been on social media for 3 months. People all wanted to go storm Area 51 to find out the real secrets of what's been hidden by the government there all these years. And as I've heard, I guess they're just standing outside, just
people in tents. There's one hotel over there. I saw the Alien Inn or something. It's actually a real little dinky motel. The gas station is 45 miles away.
Huh. So fill up, huh?
This is like a desert version of Woodstock.
Yeah. Yeah, without the music. Although I'm sure there's plenty of music.
I'm sure there's got music.
Well,
playing.
This aligns pretty closely with the movie Paul.
Paul?
Paul's an alien, voiced by Seth Rogen.
I've never heard of this movie in my entire life.
Very funny.
I've heard of E.T.
Very funny.
Paul?
Paul.
Very funny.
When did that come up?
Paul the
animated movie?
If it was very funny, how is it the two of us have never heard
animated movie? Is it animated?
Yeah, is it animated?
No,
like
he's
Sausage
like,
Party?
He's CGI. Everything else is real. Is that Simon Pegg?
Paul? Yeah, I like Simon Pegg. He's
yeah,
funny
he's
as
in it.
Never heard of it.
Guys, if you're texting in and you just, you texting in telling us to talk about sports is not going to get us to talk about sports. You'd think that you would learn.
You, bam, you don't get the show.
You think you would learn at this point. If I want to talk about belly buttons and aliens, I'm talking about belly buttons and aliens.
By the way, for any of you that have that complaint.
What a cast.
And thus far, we have discussed AB, Thursday Night Football, Jalen Ramsey, and Gardner Minshew. What else do you want to talk about today? You have obviously, you have our number because you just texted in.
I'm all set to talk about how Notre Dame is going to get waxed by Georgia. We can
You can hear all of our picks officially at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
But there's some we'll get into them. There's a lot of game. I think you know, Tampa Bay, by the way, Devin White is out for the Buccaneers along with several others, which is not totally unexpected. Look at this cast and Paul. Simon Pegg, Nick Frost, Jason Bateman, Kristen Wiig.
I'm telling you, it's a pretty funny movie.
Seth Rogen.
Cocoa Puff. You haven't heard of it because it's not very funny. It's meh. Let's calm down with the hot takes, Chris. I don't give hot takes.
I do.
I give takes. No,
I give hot takes at 5 o'clock.
We'll call Craig McDonald's over there slinging so many hot cakes.
Talk about alien. That's the alienation hour for Craig now.
Oh, we got a Woj bomb. We got a Woj bomb.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing Woj bombs.
We got a Woj bomb.
NBA Board of Governors passed a stricter package of measures to prevent tampering, which is what we said yesterday, talking about raising the fee
to $10 million as opposed to $50,000 for tampering.
And also talking about taking away draft picks. There you have your NBA talk.
How are they going to prove it, though? And we still have the problem with free agency starting on June 30th, and we're just supposed to assume that people pick up the phone on June 30th and make a $200 million deal?
He said he wanted all emails saved between owners and agents or something like that in between. So that I don't know if that's going to be mandatory. It's probably going to be part of this as well. Big Brother's watching.
This concludes our NBA talk on September 20th, 2019. Fact. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776 is the phone number. One other NFL item, and then I would like to talk some college football with you. We all saw the pyrotechnic thing blow
at
up
Tennessee,
at Tennessee last week. And
this
now
is big news.
There will be no pyrotechnics around the NFL this weekend during starting lineups. None.
Nope.
They ruined it for everybody else. Now, they'll probably
there
be back
right
on
here.
Next week.
Kevin Seifert had it. NFL has placed a league-wide prohibition on all on-field flame effects of pyrotechnic devices at league and club events, including games, while reviewing fire at Nissan Stadium last week.
Let's go to the phones. 239-337-ESPN. Santo, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. How are you, Santo?
What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, man.
I just want to say I love that you guys are going away from the sports because we used to go to sports to get away from regular life.
Yeah.
Regular life is getting into sports too much. So I'm glad that you guys are mixing it up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And everyone needs to quit whining and crying. If you don't like it, go put on something else. Put your freaking knob and button.
Yeah, I agree with you. Thank you, Santo.
Giants, go Yankees, go Kane.
All right. Santo.
I agree with the latter. Yeah, they won the division
last night. Let's break down American League playoffs.
No.
No, we're in the business of getting ratings. We're not talking baseball playoffs right now. It's September 20th.
Is there anybody out there that cares about, because I say that now because the Red Sox are about it. Anybody out there care about baseball?
And by the way,
I will watch the playoffs.
Hey, come on, guys. That American League wild card game between the Rays and A's is going to get a massive TV rating.
I told you, I'm rooting for my boy Rocco Baldelli for the Minnesota Twins. I'm also rooting for the A's. I mean, I'm rooting big time for the underdog, but we're a couple weeks away from that.
And as I have pointed out, we have talked numerous sports items in the hour and 10 minutes we've been. We've done our job. We've covered every major story, and we've done it in a stealthy way that is entertaining to make you think we haven't covered it, but we've covered it.
Video Gamer says, why can't we get a different game and black out the fans, treat it like Conference USA games and give us actual football? Because it's the market. And, you know, they seem to treat the Miami Dolphins with more respect in Southwest Florida than they do the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They really do. But yeah. This is one of those freaky weeks where that game is on Fox. And I got a story today about what is being – I mean, it is very, very rare, very rare that you see a Dallas Cowboy game. It's only going to 21% of the country.
Oh.
21% of the country. I'll give you the breakdown of who's going what to where that I have with the story. Denver, Green Bay going to 32% of the country. Miami, Dallas, 21%. Your Detroit Lions at Philadelphia.
Yeah.
This surprises me too.
Yeah.
Only in those two markets, only 8%. Oakland and Minnesota, 8%. Giants at Tampa Bay, 18%, but not here. Here you're getting Seattle and New Orleans, which right. I don't have a number for that.
All right. Well,
but it's
that's why you do Red Zone Channel.
Yeah,
Jello shot. So let me get this straight: Tennessee ruined Thursday night football last night, and now no fireworks for Sunday football. Thanks, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And 239 would rather talk baseball than listen to this trash. Unfortunately, 239, I know you've been listening for the last 15 minutes.
Absolutely.
So, duh.
We
see joke you. Is on you, 239. Thank you for listening.
What a loser.
Let's go to the phones.
Misunderstood. No losers.
Let's
here.
Go to
this is sports, Pete. There are always winners and always losers.
No. I go for the effort. There are moral victories on this show, let me tell you.
Speaking of, Barry wants to talk Miami Dolphins football.
Fins nice. Up Barry. Barry, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Barry.
Hey, guys. Great show. I love it.
Thank you.
Guys do.
Thank you very
Thanks.
Much.
I'm a lifelong Dolphins fan. I've been, you know, since, you know,
Marina,
born and
right?
raised it. So I've lived here my whole life.
Yeah.
This whole thing that they're going through right now, I mean, I really don't mind it. I mean, honestly, what else do you expect them to do? They're kind of, you know, been like a mediocre team this, you know, for a while, past decade or whatnot.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really bother me, but mostly what I wanted to think of or talk about was how you see how there's a lot of different players that are like being pulled out. Do you think the rest of the league is seeing what the Dolphins are doing?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. But I want to go back to your first point, real for your lifelong Dolphins fan. How long though are you willing to be patient and understand the plan? Like, you wouldn't want them to tank for 2 years in a row and get Tua, or maybe this is a 5-year deal. How patient will you be after 10 years of mediocrity to watch them do this? Until you turn off the channel altogether and you're like, I can't do this anymore.
Well, you know, honestly, this season I haven't really watched much of it because I know what's going on. So, honestly, I think I could be patient as long as it would take until they get good again, and then I can, you know, enjoy watching them again. But I'm always going to be a Dolphins fan.
Well, how will you feel?
You know, so I support them, and I still wear my jerseys. I still have all, you know, my Dolphins, you know, stuff. It's just, you know, so I don't mind watching them lose. I can be patient as long as it takes because it's a due process. There's, you know, other teams that have, you know, taken a while. Like the Patriots, you know, like they've been, you know, a bad team for a while, and now look at the dynasty they've become. So, you know, patience.
Well, we're going to be watching. You're excited for Josh Rosen this week, and what if he does reasonably well and gives the organization second thoughts about tanking for Tua? How do you feel about both of those?
Just let it play out, honestly. I mean, if he does good, he does good.
Sounds like a coach.
They've got a lot of, you know, picks coming up. They can still get the guy that they're wanting to go after. And in the meantime, see how things play out.
All right. Thank you, Barry. Appreciate
Thanks,
the
Barry.
Call. Enjoy the weekend. I appreciate that. So, look, I think, and we've talked about this a lot, I think the Dolphins fans are on board because they actually can see a roadmap. What are you two laughing at? What did I miss?
A couple of texts, but.
Well, go ahead. Fire them up. No?
Millennium Mike, I love all of your conversations. They're great. By the way, Belly Buttons and Aliens sounds like a grunge band from the 90s.
Video Gamer just got his name changed via his own request on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line. He is now Jabba the Butt.
Jabba the Butt.
He actually wanted that?
But he texted in, so now he's Jabba the Butt.
Yippee-ki-yay says, if Josh Brown looks halfway decent this year, do you think the Dolphins could trade the number one pick for more picks since they need so much, especially if there is... where the Tua doesn't want to play for them. No, we brought that up yesterday. I think there's a plethora of possibilities for the Dolphins. If
a smorgasbord.
Josh Rosen you know, lives up to expectations of being that quote-unquote franchise quarterback.
But this is what we – like, what are expectations? He's playing in front of a –
Well, that's what I mean. If he wins four games –
A colander of an offensive line. I mean, they're just letting players through every second and a half.
Colander, that's a good one.
Get it through. Then
between
get
that
rid of
a cheese grater.
Right, right.
I had two things in my head, and
they're
I went Russians. With
colander.
Colander
was the right choice. Seven guys. Somebody's open, so get rid of the ball.
Look, if he wins four games, he's MVP of the league.
Who do you want him to – Who do you want him to throw the ball to?
I'm not sure.
If they're sending the house, Devontae Parker can't catch the ball. Jakeem Grant, he's a punt returner. Let's call him what he is. He's a punt returner. Albert Wilson isn't out on the field.
This is Gesicki's time to shine.
Oh, that bust.
Oh, now he's a bust.
Two years in, the guy's got like four catches.
I don't understand.
1 year and two games.
But this is the time.
Maybe I'm drawing conclusions too quickly on that one. I'll take the bust back. He's got till the end of the year to prove to me that he's got something, though.
Yeah.
Can't block. He's not a tight end. Line him up as a receiver.
If they're sending the house, somebody's got to be open. He's just got to get rid of the ball.
I know. That happened against the Patriots, and Kalen Ballage proceeded to play keep-up with the ball, a little hot potato action, and then patted it right into the hands of, was it Hightower?
Collins.
No. Collins.
Yeah.
One-handed, took it back to the hizzy.
I think Kerryon Johnson did the same thing and scored a touchdown. When you start bobbling that ball, it's high risk, high reward, man. But it's probably going to end well for
you.
Well,
in his defense, it hit him in both hands.
Well, yeah. Be a problem. Hot potato.
tough place
whoop,
to catch
yep.
it from.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
609 asking if the Dolphins are going to be dumb enough to draft Jalen Hurts.
We talked about that yesterday.
This is a hot button topic on this show. Hurts is becoming a thing.
Well, I'm saying if he blows everybody away, and he's going to have phenomenal numbers, he's going to be a Heisman Trophy finalist. There's no doubt about it. And he'll probably on paper even have better numbers than Tua because of the conference they play in. And the question we brought up yesterday, could that influence the Dolphin organization in any way, shape, or form, just like Josh Rosen. I mean, there's a lot to consider here. And, you know, what if another team sucks record-wise as badly as the Dolphins?
You keep saying that.
Wait a minute. That's a good point. After 2 weeks and going into week three, who do we think is the most likely team to give the Dolphins a run for their money for
the
first pick in the draft?
The Bengals are I think the Giants have a possibility, too. I don't think the Giants are winning more than three games. I don't think anybody's winning more than three games. That sucks.
I was going to say, that's three more than Miami looks like they're going to win now.
Well, I know.
I think Miami will get one.
Historically speaking, that's usually the case. In 100 years of in 99 years of football, there's only been one 0-16. Two?
Browns did it.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I'm always
they just did it like
myself.
4 years ago.
Saints almost did it in 1980, but the Jets
lost.
So
the two times it's happened, the Browns and the Lions have been in the 2000s. So we made it all the way through the last century with it never happening. Historically, a team will find a way to win. Just saying. We got a 98% chance that the Dolphins will win one game.
You sound like Ian Malcolm in Jurassic Park. Life finds a way. The Dolphins will find a way.
I don't think the Jets will be there. I think once Darnold gets back, the Jets will win a few games.
I agree.
I agree, too.
Now,
that's why I'm not saying the Jets.
And there's no evidence to support that because even week one, when Darnold was healthy, that offense was stale.
Yeah.
Stagnant.
So was their coaching.
You know what happened?
What?
Somebody texted in asking us to talk sports, and we transitioned to talking sports. They won.
Well, that's just wrong.
They won.
Well, we did what we wanted to.
They won. It happened.
Well, now I don't know what to do. Out of spite, do I not talk about sports, give the people what they want, and not have us talk about sports? I mean, we've been breaking it down, man.
Raw Cookie Dough says Gesicki is the most improved draft pick from last year. Prove me wrong, and that's not saying much.
Huh. All right.
I just haven't.
Take your word on that one.
Said a couple. He had three or four catches last week.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, for 43 yards, I think.
Kalen Ballage.
No. Town Car Tony, Trigman, and Wendy. Yes, I know the Bucks went 0-14. I'm talking about an 0-6 since we went to 16 games. That's a lot of games to lose.
Giggum says, I think it would be great if the Dolphins lost every game this year. Then they would be the only team to be undefeated and winless.
Fact.
All right.
Mr. Obvious.
Yeah, Bucks 0-14 and 76, but Trigman, we went through that schedule too.
Yeah.
And they weren't, we went through all their games the other day, and they weren't anywhere near horrible.
I don't know. Nothing.
I mean, you know, I'm thinking that that's just another opportunity to pop champagne every year when the last team gets their
Mercury
win.
Mercury Morris, let it fly. Here's the deal, though.
Yeah, Mercury Morris and, you know, Kenyon Drake can wave the 0-16 flag. How about
when
that?
When you go 14-0 and 0-16, there's got to be some sort of T-shirt you can make money off
of. It's actually 17-0, Craig, because they actually, unlike the Patriots, finished off the Super Bowl win.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it did.
No, was it 17-0 that year?
Nothing's going to get me upset today. I swear to God, there isn't anything, ripping the pad. Nothing. I'm not falling for any of it today. I don't care. Oh, I'm in too good of a mood. Won't happen.
Hold on. Leave the studio. I can get people texting in. So,
no,
I know what your hot button issue is.
No, I know. I've already seen some of the hot button issues with the Patriots and Deflategate and Spygate. I don't care. You can hate all you want. Most of you don't know the facts. So I don't care. I don't care.
Junebug says, if you keep talking sports...
They're still going to go to the Super Bowl.
Junebug says, if you keep talking sports, I'm turning the station. Junebug, don't leave us, man. Hang in there, Junebug.
Junebug. That's what the Johnny Cat... Or not, no, that's what they used to call June Carter. Junebug. Hey, Junebug.
Who's June Carter?
Johnny Cash's wife.
Second wife.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, not...
Not the original Mrs. Cash.
What's her name?
Mrs. Cash.
No.
She was bitchy.
The actress who played her in the movie.
Reese Witherspoon.
Thank you, Reese Witherspoon. Mm-hmm.
She was very good. She was excellent. She was excellent.
She sung all of her own stuff.
So did he. So did Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah. He's going to win another Oscar for Joker. So, by the way, the second trailer, he's winning it.
It looks great.
Pencil it in.
It looks great.
He is going to win it.
And you know what? That was a Pete Shepard sticky note lock right there.
And that was unbelievable.
And that's going back away. going back to April 3rd.
That's a
Joaquin Phoenix will be nominated for an Oscar.
I just said nominated, but I think he's going to win it. He'll have a great shot to win it.
Look, it's tough to see it right now because, you know, it's not out. And I'm not into that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But wait, it's kind of, it comes out next week. Oh, by the way, Rambo's out. Rambo Last Blood is out. Yeah. Rambo Last Blood is out.
I love the Rambo.
I like the first
installments.
I like the first two. The third one, I didn't like the other two. But
was that the most recent? Not the newest one, but the one that came out. I think it was just called Rambo.
Yeah,
had like six lines in the entire movie.
Yeah.
But you know what you're walking into when you're going into a John Rambo movie.
The first one happened so long ago, I don't even remember it.
The first one, you know, First Blood was so good. It was only 89 minutes long.
They kept it pithy.
Man, it was fantastic. Two
239 says, we love you guys at work. Talk about whatever you want. Aliens, belly buttons, sports. It doesn't matter. It's Friday. Enjoy.
That's what we think.
Look,
I want to know how many arrests have been made so far out at Area 51. We should have done our show from out there. Can we get that?
No.
Why? How fun would that be?
You want to go to the desert right now?
Not me.
Hot as balls out there.
Excuse me.
Can we fly in?
It's pretty toasty here.
You get the beastly chopper to fly us in?
No, actually, I went outside this morning to let my dog go.
This morning was delightful.
It was beautiful.
It was pleasant, guys.
It was.
And I don't want to say it too loud because I feel like the weather gods are going to hear that, and then we're going to be hit with 98 next week.
No, we're not. The humidity's going down.
But like the humidity's going down. We're getting a little breeze every afternoon.
We had the windows open yesterday.
I don't know
today.
If that has to do with the two low pressure systems on both sides of us. I'm not a meteorologist. That's Craig's department.
You're a doctor.
Yes. I was taking out the garbage last night, and I went back into the house to my wife. You got to go outside.
Ooh.
It's almost cold out. It is beautiful.
Friday trash pickup, huh?
Yeah.
That's good for you. That's lucky.
We got Friday, Tuesday.
See, I got...
So before the weekend and after the weekend.
I go Monday is garbage day for me.
Yeah?
So I got to deal with the stink in my garage the entire weekend.
Yeah. Do you do it once or twice a week?
Once.
Okay. I get it twice.
Well, you're Collier County. I'm Lee County.
239 says, in the voice of Costanza... Sheeman and Shepard, it's a show about nothing.
This is Jenna Lane, our good friend from ESPN that covers the Bucks. Bucks Chief Operating Officer Brian Ford told me, meaning Jenna, that the NFL's ban on pyrotechnics will not affect the firing of the cannons.
Oh, good.
He explained that the ban from the field. Ban is on the field. Quote, it does not affect the pirate ship, so cannons will still fire. But a lot of teams have pyrotechnics fireworks coming out when they come out of the tunnel.
The Bucks have to score in order to fire
the
cannons.
They're going to score.
It got so bad one year that they started firing the cannons for field goals.
Don't they still do? I thought they always did that.
Don't they do that for all scores?
Do they still do that?
I thought they did for all scores.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Well, I mean, you know, field goals, they add up. I think it's one of the coolest. I love the pirate ship, and I love the cannons firing. I think it's one of the cooler things. I wish my I wish the Lions had something
right,
cool like
but
that.
Let's have it mean something.
So six or
touchdown.
7 points.
Touchdown.
Okay.
Cross the goal line. We're not settling for 52 yarders and firing the cannons.
Yeah. All right. Fire up the cannons.
Don't burn the field down, Tennessee.
Tennessee ruined the league.
Ruined it.
Ruined it for everybody.
Marcus Mariota.
He's not going to survive. Yeah. He sacked 9 times last night.
Yeah, but even when he throws the ball, it's just.
Yeah. He had a couple good throws. He's now 2 games under 500 as a starter.
Let's get a bring back Tannehill chant, huh?
No. I don't think we want to bring that.
Look, everybody knows my thoughts on Tannehill.
Yeah. And?
Better than Mariota.
Millennium Mike says, well, aren't we special? Twice a week garbage collection. Doesn't everybody get twice? I'm stunned. I'm stunned. I thought this was the norm down here.
Oh, boy.
All right.
So you have 2 trash days and a recycling day?
My first trash day of the week on Tuesday is a double. I got the trash and the recycling bin. So recycling's only once a week. And then on Friday, it's trash only. I mean, what can I say? That's how we roll.
See,
What do you guys do in Bonita?
What we do at our place, at Bonita National, I live right, I'm probably a 25-second walk from my Frontland Eye across to the dumpster. It's all in case.
Whoa. You got to take out your own garbage to the dumpster?
Yeah, but it's 25 seconds.
But still.
No. So it's fine. I'd
what about
do
other
that.
People that live further away?
They have them strategically placed. But some people do have to come down with their cars and, you know. If you're in between, there's like 3 on our street alone. We happen to be right across the street. Up far, I mean, don't smell it. But it's perfect.
I'm appalled.
It's fantastic.
If I had to do that.
There's all in the recycling thing, too. We keep one box of recycles once a week. Boom.
Sounds
maybe
like
twice, maybe twice a week.
That's tough sled in my book.
No, it's not.
Got
it's
another letter from the HOA this week.
What did you do? Oh, hold on.
I parked on the street overnight.
Hold on, we'll revisit this when we come back.
I was not upset with Patricia.
Do you have a
security
guard? But I
was upset with whoever called me out.
Do you have a security guard that roams around?
Yes, we do.
Like a golf cart?
Yes.
She looks like an Alice.
All right, hold on. We're going to get to HOA news and the latest in the NFL. By the way, college football Saturday, 6:30, Stanford hosting number 16, Oregon, right here on 99.3 ESPN. It is brought to you by Twin Peaks, Creel Tractor, and Backstreet Sports Bar and Grill.
Or Janice or something
like
that.
More HOA problems for the privileged. Coming up next,
just
Sheeman and Shepard on
99.3
ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. I'm Craig, he's Pete. There's Chris with the Wham and George Michael. We'll get into Chris's HOA problems a little deeper in a moment. I mentioned I had my trash picked up twice a week. Now people are texting in that I have first world problems.
You do.
Let's see what else we got here. Pete has a dumpster in his yard. No, he doesn't. He takes his trash
out. It's across the way. A dumpster in my yard.
So let's see here. Sports Bra says we also have maids. And thank you, Big 12 guy, for sending me a picture of Julia Roberts, who I said 3 days ago does nothing for me.
That's not exactly what you said. You said if she came up and hit on you at a bar, you would turn her down.
Yeah.
That's what you said.
I stand by my statement.
No, okay. It's a lie, but.
I don't know why you think I'm not allowed to have my own opinion and my own taste.
You can,
and
but.
And you think I'm a lying person.
No, because if you were single and you're saying you could not be seduced by Julia Roberts.
She does nothing for me.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
Her fake lips.
When has that ever stopped
fake
anybody?
Fake teeth. Well, I have standards.
Fake teeth.
Married 1 year, says Damn Craig, 2 trash pickups in 1 week. If you were a texter, your name would be Silver Spoon. Wow, that's hurtful. 239-337 ESPN, 239-337-3776.
Robert Klemko, the SI reporter and all this Antonio Brown stuff, has just released a few little blurbs here. The NFL has pledged to conduct a thorough investigation under its personal conduct policy. We will cooperate fully with the NFL in this investigation to ensure that the threats and intimidation against our client cease and that she and her family remain safe. The NFL also advised us that if contacted Mr. Brown's reps and reiterated that Mr. Brown was to cease and desist efforts to contact our immediate or intimidate our client As always, it's important that harassment and intimidation against victims is taken seriously, that victims have appropriate avenues for recourse, and that such behavior is not tolerated either by an employer, such as the NFL, or by society at large. Great.
And again, for those that don't know, this is a new development that from an old development from the Sports Illustrated story a week ago where he hired a woman to paint a mural of himself in his house, walked up behind her naked, except he had a washcloth on his junk, and now we find out that he has been texting her, why you got to get me, you're so poor, and all this kind of stuff, since he's been a Patriot now, and texted back and forth with her, and also included a picture of her kids, which she took as a threat.
Yep.
Shut up, or something's going to happen to these kids. That's her implication here.
And a statement from attorney for our source, that's Robert Klemko at Sports Illustrated. This is it. The NFL advised us that the Patriots directed Mr. Brown to have no further contact with our client, either directly or through his associates. Well, that's just common sense.
All right. Let's go to the phones. 239-337-ESPN. Evan in Fort Myers, you're on with Sheeman and Shepard. How are you on this Friday?
Evan.
Pretty good. Antonio Brown completely ruined the Friends episode of The Naked Man.
I didn't see that. I saw a lot, most of the Friends episodes. I don't remember that one.
He was in that?
Oh, no, it was, no, I'm sorry, it's, God. How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your Mother.
Antonio Brown was in How I Met Your Mother?
I've got a limited Friends knowledge. I got nothing on How I Met Your Mother.
No. But he ruined it. How I Met Your Mother, just, he made it weird.
I don't remember
Secondly,
that.
Secondly.
All right. Yeah. This is weird already.
Chris,
yeah.
It wasn't the security guard. It's your neighbors. I'm calling on you.
I know it is, and I'm trying to find out who it is.
Oh, who's the rat?
All right, let's do a hard reset.
I think I know who it
thank
is.
Thank you, Evan. So we went into break, and Chris said he got a tersely worded letter from his HOA. Now, you said going on the break was because you left your car on the street all night?
I parked on the road. On the curb. Yeah.
And you have to bring it in by midnight or something?
Yeah.
So do I. Okay.
Which I know that's the rule.
Why did you leave it out?
For whatever reason, my wife parked right in the middle of the driveway.
I hate
not
that when
in
happens.
The garage.
Right, right.
And I got home at 7 o'clock on... It's Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it was Monday.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel like having her pull into the garage and then be waiting. So I just pulled up there and I stopped.
Yeah.
I never do anything like that.
Right.
I'm a really good homeowner in this neighborhood.
Well, you've gotten numerous letters before for other things.
No, I've gotten one letter before.
Trash cans?
Trash can, and it was false. That wasn't my trash can. That was my neighbor's trash can, and I stuck up for him.
You're an icon in your community. I mean, you're a humanitarian.
So you did this on Monday or Tuesday, and you got a letter when?
I got a phone call.
Really?
On Wednesday.
From whom?
The property management company.
Are they on site?
No.
They don't have an employee that spends...
So that means somebody has to call and rat you
somebody
out.
Somebody called and ratted me out or emailed and ratted me out.
Well, how about the security guard that drives around in the golf cart? Does he take notes?
We don't have one of those.
Oh.
No, we just got the gate that has the keypad and then...
And nobody.
Yeah, so if you follow somebody in, it's fine.
I got the gate and the keypad. I got full-time in the office.
Wow.
And I've got a security guard that drives around all the time.
Wow, no, I don't have that.
We have the gate. We don't have a keypad. We have electronic. We have the infrared on the sticker.
Yeah.
We have a security guard who's a dope. And, I tried to pull over somebody in our community for running a stop sign when nobody was on there. That's the funniest thing.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well, my whole thing
our security guard is a complete
I live
dope.
At the end of a street, not a cul-de-sac where it's like a roundabout. Yeah. There's nothing beyond me. There's two houses on my street.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
People park on my street all the time because they know it's just my house right there.
Does that bother you?
No, it doesn't bother me. I don't care.
Does it say no parking?
No, it doesn't
it in the
say
rules?
It's in the rules, and that's where they get me on the technicality, where I feel like, and I went in on Patricia on the phone on Wednesday. I said, Patricia, I know that you're not the one that did this, but you're going to have to be the punching bag right now.
Right.
I said, I know who this was.
Yeah.
She walks around all the time in the neighborhood.
Oh, she's one of those?
We've had our issues in the past.
Yeah.
Because she knocked on my door about a year ago, told me to move my car off the street in the middle of the day.
And she's
I remember that.
And I shut the door on her face. And
she's far away. She doesn't even live near.
Oh, she's on the other side of the community.
Yeah.
She has gone. My
she's
neighbors.
Got nothing better to
she
do.
She was mocking my neighbors a couple of weekends ago. I'm not on your property. I'm walking on the street.
Oh,
this is, and she's that person.
Oh, my gosh.
So
get her out.
Were you parked in front of mailboxes at any time or anything?
No, so, we don't have mailboxes. We have up at the pool. It's like just a big...
Wow.
Like an apartment complex. Like you just have your box and you go up there with the key.
She taunts your neighbor.
Yeah.
Oh, who?
Yeah.
We're in third grade now. Yeah.
Well, that's what some of these biddies do. No offense, but they got nothing better to do. They wake up miserable morning, noon, and night, and all they care about is making you miserable.
That's all it is.
That's all they care about.
And it was literally on the street from 7, and I leave at 8:15 every day.
Yep. How can
13 hours and 15 minutes.
How can I have nothing better to do? I have no life. I have no husband. I don't have sex anymore. I can't please myself in any way, shape, or form. I'll make you miserable. I'll walk around the neighborhood and write notes. Like a little rat.
I'm thinking about moving out of this community.
You know, are you really?
It's gotten way out of hand.
Wow.
Way out of hand. People have parked RVs in front of my house. They haven't gotten emails.
Why are they parking RVs in front of your house?
Because it's an RV. You can't fit an RV in a normal size.
I wouldn't want people parking in front of my house with an RV.
Again, that's not the point here. No, the point is an RV's parked there. They don't get a letter, but I do.
There's a Seinfeld episode where Jerry's down visiting his parents, retarded Del Boca Vista.
Yeah.
People work all their lives so they can move down here and enforce all these rules. Pretend it's not hot.
Remember, because Morty wouldn't fix the crack in the sidewalk. That's my responsibility to get the best bid.
Yeah,
Six months?
You, sad Knicks fans. Snitches get stitches.
Mm. Town car guy says, put a bag of flaming crap on her porch. Yeah, do you know where she lives?
I do know where she lives.
Might be time for
some. You ever said to her, do you have it, like, calmly, just say, don't you have anything better to do than make everybody else miserable?
I told you, our last encounter, she told me to move my car off the street in the middle of the day, and I closed the door on her face.
Yeah. And say, get off my lawn.
I didn't say anything. I said, I don't have time for this right now. Time for this right now. Goodbye.
Yeah, you got two screaming kids and a dog running
around.
No,
this was the point. I had two not screaming kids.
Oh.
And we were taking family photos at the time with the newborn.
Some of these people with a sense of entitlement, I don't know where they think they earned it or why they think they had. They don't treat people with respect. They're the ones, I guarantee you, you follow her around. I bet you she breaks more rules than anybody.
Right.
Those are the people that break the most rules.
Oh, she sends out letters to the entire community, singling out home. It's gotten bad.
I would love to hear
Edgar House
from our listeners.
I might do that tonight.
Edgar
I'm going to go home, get a little tipsy tonight, and that idea might just be followed through.
Yeah, but then, we do that, though, then it means it shows that she's getting to you. I find with people like that, the more you ignore them, you know, the best revenge is living well. That's true.
Let's take phone calls from people that either have had bad neighbor stories or bad HOA stories at 239-337 ESPN.
So this was the
bad security stories.
This was the great. So I asked Patricia, I say, so just out of curiosity, what would happen if I park my car on the street again? Mm-hmm. She goes, well, we would send you a second letter.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Will they tow it at any point?
I said, oh, okay. And just crazy world. If it happened again after that.
Yeah.
Well, at that point, we would send you a third letter.
And?
Said, okay. And again, let's just play it out.
Yeah, you have to at this point. Go ahead and ask.
If I do it again, she goes, well, then that's a violation.
And that means what?
I didn't get an answer on that.
Can they put a lien on your house a fine?
I said, okay. And then at that point, what would happen after the violation? Well, then you'd be subject to a fine.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Which, if you don't pay.
So I got four more strikes to play with?
Yeah.
I wanted to pull my kid's little push wagon out and park it on the street.
Park that on the
street. Yeah, I wanted to. But again, my wife had what Pete said. She goes, nope, then you're showing her.
You're showing her. You get,
she got to you.
I'm telling you, the best revenge is living well. But only to a certain point.
All right. I want to hear
a lot of realtors calling in right now and texting in. Man, I say I'm going to sell my house. You guys are like vultures. You know that?
Yeah. In fact, the phone lines are lit. We'll get to those. I want to hear these stories. 239-337 ESPN. We might get to OJ as well. Don't forget Sunday Night Football, the LA Rams taking on Cleveland at 7:30. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. We are talking about HOA and our neighbor problems.
Rose is in bedroom guy. Text party at Chris's house. Everyone parks on the road. I love that.
Park in his neighborhood.
But it'd have to be overnight, and that's the problem.
Yeah. We have our pigskin picks coming up 4 o'clock. Gabe Morenci at 4:30 and Wikipedia at 4:45. We're jammed. Let's go to the phones. 239-337 ESPN. Ron in Fort Myers, you got a story about your HOA?
Hey, Rod.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, I want to talk about my HOA, but real quick, I'm sick of this Antonio Brown stuff. The NFL can act in 2 days to shut down pyrotechnics.
Well, they know.
Anytime sooner? Okay, enough of that. HOA.
Yeah.
You don't even want to know what goes on here with my HOA.
Yeah.
I get letters. I get threats. I get all kinds of stuff. And I'm the only one that gets them. I got other neighbors do the exact same things I do, and it's mostly parking. But my board, the people that are on our board,
yeah,
are the biggest violators in the whole neighborhood.
That's usually the case.
All the rules.
That's usually the case.
They pick and choose what they want to, you know, enforce and what they don't want to enforce.
Mm-hmm.
And most of these board members are people that move in from somewhere else in the country. They come in here. They think they're just going to run the whole show. And to use these words, they're condo Nazis.
Yeah,
they are.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
I mean, I know. It's
all right, Ron. Appreciate the phone call, sharing your frustrations. We've got Donnie in Immokalee with a neighbor's story. Donnie, go ahead.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, I had these people move in next door.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They moved in. It wasn't a week. They start calling code enforcement on my dog. Now you got to understand, my dog is this little Chihuahua. Dumbest dog I have ever had. Just dumb. Okay, but so we have a birthday party for my son in the pool. No big deal. So I take the dog, because we have extra people, and put him on a tree outside of the house so that way he's not driving everybody nuts,
mm-hmm,
because he doesn't shut up. So, of course, he doesn't shut up even out there, but he's away from everybody.
Yeah.
So that's fine. The next day I have code enforcement show up, say that I'm leaving the dog out 24/7 out on a leash, which is illegal in Lee County. Right.
Right.
So I don't think anything of it. I show that he's in the house. I show that he's got the bed in the house. I show all the stuff. I told the story. No big deal. Next day, code enforcement comes back, says they got reports that I'm beating a dog in my yard.
Oh,
the dog.
God.
Third day, same thing. This went on for every other day for about a week. Kept on. Every couple weeks, they'd call. I eventually had to get rid of the dog just to make them stop calling code enforcement and having people come out.
Are you kidding?
You had to get rid of your dog?
I wouldn't have done it.
It just kept going.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. Worse than that, I got rid of the dog. It was a month. They left.
Oh,
that stinks. Oh. That's
Did
terrible.
You get your dog back?
No, because... like I said, the dog was so stupid, none of my family would take it, so I had to take it over to LaBelle to the no-kill.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Thanks, Donnie.
Thanks, Donnie. Appreciate it.
Donnie Downer, that is a sad, sad story.
You know, I read last night that Sylvester Stallone had to sell his dog Buttkiss when writing the first Rocky because he was going to go broke, so he had to sell the dog.
That's why they named it Buttkiss in the rock.
But he got it back, right?
That was his dog,
Buttkiss. Yeah,
he had to go back and buy the dog back from the now owner, and the only way that the owner would take it back was if he got a small role in the first Rocky movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice trade. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
And he made, fivefold on his.
Yeah.
But
good
anyway.
Deal. It is the witching hour. It's 4 o'clock on a Friday. Pigskin picks. Gabriel Morency. Wikipedia.
Oh.
We are slammed.
You got to pay for the picks this week.
Yep.
Let's have some fun, people. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN. And also, don't forget, let me just throw in $1,000 there, too, possibly.
Yeah, why not?
Sheeman and Shepherd cash grab coming up at 4 o'clock as well. Listen for the word, text it in. It's brought to you by Synovus Bank. Boom! Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.